From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. South Florida has the only inshore reef in the continental United States. It's also the third largest barrier reef on the planet. Corals in oceans everywhere are now increasingly under threat. That's got scientists racing to save what's left, pushing the boundaries of what they know. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us more.
By day, coral looks pretty placid.
Now we come here during the day and they all look happy and healthy.
Andrew Baker's a coral biologist at the Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science at the University of Miami. At night, he says all hell breaks loose.
They fight each other and extrude tentacles and sometimes the contents of their guts out onto their neighbor and actually try to digest parts of them.
Those nighttime battles may now be the least of their worries. Bigger foes are making the world a far more hostile place for these tiny animals, warming oceans driven by climate change, more and more building on the coast, and overfishing. 2 years ago, a global bleaching event triggered by warmer water hit 75% of the planet's reefs. That means 75% of reefs had corals that spit out the algae they need to survive. That's unprecedented. Closer to home, a new disease appeared off Virginia Key and killed corals from the Keys up to Martin County. The disease popped up just as Miami began deepening its port to make way for bigger ships. By some estimates, the dredge killed another 500,000 corals.
We've gotten to the point where the situation has now become so bad with this uncontrollable disease that we're actually now at the point of considering removing corals from reef to try to preserve them for the future. So yeah, it is unprecedented.
If nothing changes, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says nearly all the world's reefs could be in peril in just 30 years, and that could hit our pocketbooks, our dinner tables, and medicine cabinets. Baker says it could also make us way more vulnerable to storms.
The reefs off of Miami-Dade and Broward County are worth something like $657 million every year for preventing storm surge and storm damage alone.
Reefs also feed the planet. They drive tourism and help supply drugs to treat arthritis, Alzheimer's, and cancer. This spring, a colleague of Baker's, Sam Perkis, completed a new map of reefs. He says the map provides the most complete worldwide view of coral reefs so far.
We should be incredibly worried when such an iconic and large ecosystem starts to collapse, because surely that's a harbinger of other ecosystems which are going to be collapsing in the future as we continue to put more pressure on them.
Baker and Purvis are among the coral biologists around the world trying to come up with some pretty innovative ideas to rescue the reefs.
We call them raceways. They're about 20 feet long by 5 feet wide. And they contain water that is...
Baker has bred corals to withstand warmer water. He's also dived in heavy boat traffic near Port Miami to collect corals, some up to 30 pounds. These have managed to grow under harsher conditions than corals on the reefs, and he wants to understand why.
As well as ambient seawater from Bearcut, as well as air, and we also routinely feed these...
The corals are a kind of insurance until scientists can figure out how to stop the new disease. They're stored in tanks that look like big kiddie pools. The thinking is, if they can't stop the disease, scientists will at least have built a Noah's Ark for corals to breed them in labs and aquariums. This is part of this aggressive new push to help reefs.
Glad to see this is like a Stanford class. No one sits in the front two rows.
Steve Palumbi is a marine biologist at Stanford. And last month, he unveiled a new National Academy of Sciences plan live stream from Washington, D.C.
You can take corals, expose them to stronger, warmer temperatures, and have them be temporarily more robust.
He says you can add cooler water to the ocean, but only in a small area. You could shade corals by manipulating clouds, but so far that's only a theory. You could edit their genes. You could also freeze their sperm. That's one of the newest ideas. And then they have to figure out what works best and where. One place might want different corals and flashy fish to draw tourists. Another might want better hurricane protection. Palumbi says reef rescuers aren't waiting, but they need help planning.
They're putting out coral plants on rebar and on plastic and on egg crate and on cement and on the reefs themselves. And they're doing it all over the world.
And they're doing it to try to find enough short-term fixes to keep reefs around long enough to solve bigger problems driven by climate change. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Tô saindo fora porque agora vou me dar bem.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.